Andre, I know you've said in the past that you don't pay too much attention to what's going on with the NHL club, but lately with what's going on there, especially with the goaltenders, does it give you pause? Do you think about where you could help them if you were in a position to do that?
Well, kind of asking me the opinion on the team that I'm not there, so it's hard to comment those things. I can't comment that. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, if I think I'm going to be called up or I'm going to play for Jets, I don't think so. That's only my opinion. But, you know, it's not up to me at all. It's up to the management, what they want to do, what the plan is. I said that so many times that I can't control those things. Whatever they want to do, they're going to do it. And it doesn't affect my game at all. It doesn't affect my life at all. So, of course, you want to play the NHL like everybody else in this dressing room, but it's not up to me. I can't control those things, so it's not really in my head right now. I'm just focused to play here and be success here, so that's all what I can do.
Pascal has talked a lot about what a great attitude you've had through the first half of the season. Is it hard being the old man in the dressing room, even though you feel like a young man?
No, well, I don't feel like a young man at all. It's good. It feels good. I mean, we have a lot of young kids. Of course, beginning the season, it wasn't easy for me at all. When I got sent down, you know, it's a different league, it's a different kind of style of hockey. So it wasn't easy, and I didn't have always the positive attitude. But I find a way to battle, find a way to stay sharp, and we'll see what happens.